All right, welcome. We're going to go ahead and get started tonight. Thank you for being here. It's good to see all the friends and family here, to see the kids do our annual Christmas play. This is always one of my favorite times of the year. It almost kicks off the Christmas season in my mind as the kids remind us about the story of Christmas and the meaning behind that story. So we're looking forward to it. They've put a ton of hard work into it, and we'll see how things go this evening. If I know there are a lot of friends and family here, but if there was someone who was not able to make it tonight, it is being live streamed tonight. So they can jump on our Facebook page or sermon.net and see that, or they can go back later on the Facebook page and watch the live stream later on. So that is available if someone wasn't able to make it here this evening. I'm going to go ahead and just start us off with a word of prayer. Turn it over to Bethany. She's got a few words to say, and then the kids will be on, and we'll look forward to seeing what they have for us. So let's pray. Gracious Father, we thank you so much for this time that we can gather together. We thank you for these kids and the hard work that they've put in, the leaders who have guided and direct them. And Lord, they are excited to do this program, and we know why. It's not because of all the external things, but we know that they're excited to tell a story of how you sent your son into this world, the very thing that we celebrate during this Christmas season. Lord, I pray that you would be magnified and honored through all of the things that happen here this evening. And Lord, that I pray that you, the story of your son coming to this world to eventually die on a cross and be the substitutionary atoning sacrifice for our sins would shine through. And that we would walk out of here just thinking about that truth, meditating on it. And as it marinates in our lives, that we would be able to share that and to display that to others around us. Lord, we thank you for, again, the church and the opportunity we have to be together, to do life with one another, and to gather together here this evening. It's in your son's precious name we pray. Amen.
All right, so I just thought I would mention real quick just kind of the synopsis so you have an idea of what you're looking at. Our kids, some of them have mics, some of them are going to be trying to talk into a mic, but you know it's hard to learn that, like facing towards the mic so that we can hear you. But just to give you a little synopsis, we've got a children's home scene. That's what's over here on this side. So we'll have some caregivers that are telling the good news, the gospel, and telling them the Christmas story. And then what happens is as they're telling it, it comes to life. And so you will see we have some active animals in our field. So just so you know, they are in their element. They are in the field. And they may be wandering the field a little more than we practice, but that's okay. So I'm going to go ahead and have you kiddos come up. And while they're coming up, I just want to say thank you to the parents for allowing us to spend this time with your children. They are a real blessing and a joy, and it's just a privilege to have them here, and we just hope that you all are blessed this evening.
Really? so much. They will be so excited to receive them.
I want them to know they are loving to remind them of the gifts that the Magi brought for the baby Jesus.
What do you say, kids?
Thank you!
It was so nice of you to bring gifts for the kids.
We want them to know they are loving to remind them of the gifts that the Magi brought for the baby Jesus.
We hope you all have a blessed Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas, too. Thanks again.
I can't believe they brought us gifts.
I never had a Christmas gift. Can we open them now?
Who is Jesus? Who are the Magi?
How about we open them on Christmas morning? But what do you say? How about we tell you all about Jesus now?
Yes!
It all started thousands of years ago. God made people and loved them, but they sinned a lot. They had to sacrifice animals to atone for their sins.
Huh? You're telling me that people had to kill animals for God to forgive them?
Sacrificing animals was like a reminder that when they did something bad, there was a consequence for the bad things that they did.
God loved the people, so he decided to send a savior so they wouldn't have to keep sacrificing animals. This savior would be sacrificed for their sins once and for all.
I don't see how they delight to give me some presents.
Be patient, we're getting there.
God made good on his promise to send a savior by sending his own son.
Wait a minute, how did God have a son?
It started 2,000 years ago with a teenage girl not much older than you.
God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, to a town where a teenage girl named Mary lived. She was a virgin, pledged to marry a man named Joseph.
Greetings, O favored ones. The Lord is with you. Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. You have a son. You will name him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be the Son of the Most High.
How can this be, since I am a virgin?
The Holy Spirit will come and overshadow you.
Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word.
Hey, Mary.
What?
Are you a little young to be having a baby? Yeah, I don't understand.
God, my father, will take care of it. It will work out. You'll see. Are you speaking to me?
Yeah. Did you know that Mary's with child?
I'm not sure what you mean. She is a good woman. I will not disgrace her.
She is with child expecting a baby.
I will not put her to shame. I will divorce her quietly.
Save his people from their sins.
I will do what the angel told me in my dream. I will take Mary as my wife and raise Jesus as my son.
I still don't see how this relates to Christmas presents, but Joseph seems like a pretty honorable man.
I'll give you a hint. You have to be patient but to learn the rest of the story, but Christmas is Jesus' birthday.
Oh.
In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was that house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. And in the same region there were shepherds out in the fields keeping watch of their flocks by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David, who is a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger."
Thank you.
for feeding livestock.
He may not have had money, but he had a loving God had a, he had a loving and God had obedient servants.
I think that God wanted everyone to feel that Jesus was common like them. He wanted Jesus to experience life as most of us experience it.
I wonder why God gave Jesus such poor parents. Jesus didn't experience having bad parents or living in a children's home.
No, he had good parents, but he experienced some other really bad things. But we'll save those for Easter.
The Babe, the Son of Man.
There were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch of their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified.
Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will give you great joy. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born. He is the Messiah, the Lord. You will find him wrapped in swaddling cloth in a manger.
Suddenly, a great host of angels appeared. They praised God and said, the shepherds hurried to Bethlehem and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. After the shepherds had seen the baby Jesus, they spread the word concerning what had been told to them about the child, and all who heard it were amazed. The shepherds glorified and praised God for all the things they had seen and heard, which were just as they had been told.
Sure, just be respectful.
Hi, baby. Gentlemen, please approach the throne. Who are you? Where are you going? You have traveled far.
We are the Magi of the East.
What are the Magi?
They are wise men or priests from countries east of this region.
As I was saying before I was so rudely interrupted, what is your business here?
We are following the star that shines over the newborn king of the Jews. We have come to pay him homage.
It means that it's coming to show him respect, something you could learn a thing or two about.
After you've found this king of Jews, please come back. After you have found this king of Jews, please come back to tell me where he is so that I may go and worship him too.
Yes, Your Majesty, we certainly will. Traditional gift for a king. He brings frankincense. The traditional gift for a priest.
Did he say he was giving Jesus Frankenstein? Why?
No, it's frankincense. It's a scent that priests use in the temple. It's a symbol of divinity.
Frankenstein is actually has a connection to Jesus after being alive and Jesus comes alive after being dead.
Is that part of the Halloween story?
No, Easter, but that's for another day.
He brings myrrh, the traditional
Myrrh was used as a burial ointment. That'll make more sense when we cover Easter. But remember, God sent Jesus to die for our sins.
I don't trust King Herod. Let's go home a different way.
Our parents are very dead. We travel.
Mary, it's been a busy day. It's time for us to get some rest.
Joseph, get up and take the child and his mother to Egypt until I tell you. For Herod is going to search for the child and kill him.
Joseph got up, took the child and his mother during the night, and left for Egypt, where they stayed until the death of Herod. When Herod realized he had been outwitted by the Magi, he was furious and gave orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity who were 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time frame that he had learned from the Magi.
Wow, Jesus and his family had a pretty rough life.
Yes, they did. Nevertheless, Jesus grew up with loving parents and learned the ways of the Jews. We hear about his life briefly when he was 12 years old and not again until he was 30-ish.
In his 30s, Jesus began to preach and teach his followers about how God wanted them to live. He did this for a few years until he paid the ultimate sacrifice on the cross for our sins.
But we used to wait until Easter for that story, right?
Right. But for now, let's sing one of my favorite Christmas songs.
Wait a minute. You haven't explained what these Christmas gifts have to do with Jesus.
Christmas is Jesus' birthday. The Christmas gifts that we give remind us of the homage and gifts given to Jesus when he was born. They also remind us of Jesus was God's gift to us.
I can't wait to open my gifts on Christmas.
It will be exciting, but nothing is more wonderful than the gift of Jesus that God gave us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
Thank you.
All right, let's give them another round of applause. All right, thank you to Bethany and Amy and Kayla and Andrea and Leah and others who helped pull this together in just a handful of weeks. That's a lot of lines, a lot of songs, and a lot of kids to be able to do this. But in the midst of all the cuteness of watching the kids and doing their thing, I hope you did not miss the message there. The message that God sent his son into this world. And he sent him into this world as a baby, as someone to come, to grow in righteousness, and then also then to eventually go to the cross and die and pay the penalty for our sins. We're in desperate need of a Savior, and Jesus came to be that rescuer and to save us if we will place our faith and trust in him. I love the Christmas stories, and Matthew and Luke are the common ones, but I love John's version of the Christmas story when he says, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us." It's that simple, but the story is that the God of the universe sent his son into this world and dwelt among us with a purpose. And if you don't have a church to go to, we invite you to come back. We're actually starting a series Christmas series next week in the book of John 1 there, and we're going to be looking at that text a little bit more. We're so thankful you're here and to be a part of this and to encourage your little ones, and we thank you for being here. We do have some cookies and some punch for everyone as we fellowship afterwards, and everyone's invited to stay, and we have plenty of food, and we'll enjoy a time of fellowship, and again, talk to these kids and let them know how great of a job that they did. So let me close this in a word of prayer, and then we can go ahead and head to the foyer and start with the fellowship there. So let's pray. Gracious Father, we thank you so much for the many blessings that you give us. You are truly the blessing giver. And Lord, I pray that we would not take that for granted, that you have blessed us in so many ways, that you have given us the word to know this story, to know your son. You have revealed yourself to us through your scriptures. And Lord, as we read them and as we study them, we realize that we are in desperate need of a Savior. And we thank you for sending your son into this world to be the rescuer, to be the substitutionary sacrifice that we need, Lord. And Lord, I pray that as we enter into this Christmas season, we would continue to dwell upon that. We thank you for the gift of faith that you have given us in order to place our faith into you and in the work of your Son. Lord, we thank you for once we are saved that we can be gathered together as a body of Christ to do life with one another and to continue to encourage one another along. And a part of that is seeing all of this, seeing the kids learn the story and seeing them act it out as it becomes a part of what they know about who you are. And Lord, we're thankful for the ladies and Joe who helped out with this whole program. And we just want you to continue to encourage them and bless them. And I thank you for people who use their gifts in ministry to encourage the church as we have been encouraged tonight. Be with us now as we go into the fellowship of with cookies and punch. We thank you for those who brought those in. We thank you for the ladies that organized that. And Lord, I pray that you would be magnified through our fellowship and our conversations that happen, and we would all be encouraged. And Lord, I pray that we would be walking out of here tonight with our hearts and our mind and our eyes focused on you. And it's in your Son's precious name we pray. Amen. All righty, there's cookies available, and if you need to get pictures and other things, you can do that too.